In our new series, Hive Mind, listeners ask questions about different topics, and KUER reporters try to answer them. This week, you asked how much affordable housing is acceptable and who decides it. KUER's Whitney Evans has this report.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development considers affordable housing to be units that cost families no more than 30% of their income. That's figured by looking at the median income of a particular community. Here's Melissa Jensen, Director of Salt Lake City Housing and Neighborhood Development.
When we talk about affordable housing, we often talk to, if we could have 20 or 30% of units that come online be affordable, that would be a really great accomplishment.
For someone who's making $15,000 to $20,000 a year, that's about $500 a month. Right now, Salt Lake City is 7,500 units short for its neediest populations. This question is on the minds of Utah lawmakers who are trying to coax cities to help with homelessness and the affordable housing shortage. State Representative Steve Ellison is proposing a bill to tax cities that don't have enough affordable housing. The money would help run Salt Lake County's three new shelters. Should his bill pass, the Department of Workforce Services would decide how cities are measuring up in their housing stock.
We look at the incomes of people in a city, and then also look at the comparable price of housing based on those incomes. And then for affordable housing or low-income housing, we look at simply the number of units compared to the size of the city.
And he says not every city is just going to start building affordable units.
My own hometown, Sandy, they've built a lot of multifamily, but based on demand, the price is still very high. A city can allow that to be developed and still play a key role in helping with the homeless problem.
Ellison's bill isn't out yet, but it might be the only way to get some cities in Utah to start thinking about affordable housing at all. Whitney Evans, KUER News.